Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 3rd of October. The data calendar today is strewn with the irrelevancies of business sentiment opinion polls, all clamouring for attention. Such surveys demand attention because, of course, they are run commercially, and their profitability depends on the oxygen of publicity. But being a for-profit poll is no guarantee of economic accuracy. Partisan bias, questions that result in answers based on instinct rather than fact, and no knowledge about how low the response rate to such surveys is, creates challenges for any poll. Those challenges hold particularly for polls where there is a limited transparency, as with business sentiment. Turning to the harsh realities of what is happening in economics and what central banks will actually do about it, the pontification of ECB speakers yesterday confirmed markets in their belief that rate cuts are coming. This is not going to be a surprise to anyone. Rate cuts are fully expected, and so the babble of central bank speak was effectively the absence of market-moving news. The ECB needs to follow inflation lower, and inflation in the glittering wonder that is the euro has been coming in lower. This is not a difficult proposition. There is a mix of low-key information from the United States today. Initial jobless claims are due, along with continuing claims. These numbers are not a comprehensive study of the US labour market, but the bits that they do cover, they register with near complete accuracy, because it would be fraud to file a jobless claim without justification. Legally required data is the best quality data as a general rule. What claims tend to miss are the new entrants into the job market. And in a world where firms may not be firing, but may also be slowing their pace of hiring, that is a relevant group. Factory orders data for August is also due, but it's not really an investor focus. US Federal Reserve Presidents Kashkari and Bostic are talking about an inclusive economy today. This is one of the subjects which is very important indeed, but which markets do not tend to focus on in real time. Or rather, they react indirectly, responding to the economic consequences of failing to achieve an inclusive economy. The one mantra for economic success at a corporate or at a country level is right person, right job, right time. Failing to achieve inclusivity in an economy fails to guarantee that mantra. The increasing political polarization of the United States is a direct economic challenge, as is the rise of prejudice politics there. This is already a threat to things like labor mobility, and it's potentially undermining economic efficiency. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.